Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Port Charles 411. Today we are doing a fan spotlight from a fellow Pittsburgher.
That was so awesome.
It was. It was so weird being like, oh my gosh, we could see each other at Eaton Park.
Right? Let's get some cookies.
Yeah, we're just going to stick with the Eaton Park because it is a Pittsburgh thing. But yeah, so we had a really nice chat with Callie. It was really, really interesting. I don't even know what to say about it beforehand. I feel like most of what we're going to say is after.
Yes, we'll just say it's a different interview than what we normally do.
Then, yes, yes. So, enjoy our conversation with Callie. Hello.
Hi.
There you are, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Yes.
And you can see me?
Yes.
Okay, so which one is which?
I'm Shannon.
I'm Amanda.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is great.
This is going to be fun.
This is going to be fun. It's going to be an extended conversation.
So you live in Pittsburgh, right?
Okay. I've lived in Pittsburgh for less than 2 years.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Where did you move from?
From Massachusetts.
Where?
Sorry. Someone's a little excited.
Because here's the thing. I'm just going to say, when I hear your voices, when I'm listening to your podcast, I really have a trouble distinguishing who's talking and who's who. And it's me. I just want to say it's me, like, trying to figure it out. It's not that you guys are unclear, but like you have to really concentrate.
Yeah.
So I know one of you is from Massachusetts, right?
Half of my family is, yes.
Okay. So what part?
My mom graduated from Winthrop High School, and they lived. So when I was younger, they lived in Malden, and my aunt lived in Haverhill, and I have family in Townsend, and I still have family in Winthrop and Revere.
Okay.
All there. And I started school at Salem State.
Okay. So I grew up in Andover.
Okay.
And then I lived there as up till I went to college. And then I lived in New York. And then I actually lived in a whole bunch of different places. This is what I'm going to say. I lived in upstate New York and whatever. And then I moved back to Massachusetts and I lived there for 30 years. So I lived in a little town called Carlisle, which is next to Concord, Mass.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a lot of family. I have a lot of family that here's what I'm going to say. It's a huge family. Not that I know everybody, but from all over the North Shore. So like I've had family, like my great, great grandfather, I think came from Malden and stuff like that. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. Oh, that's awesome. Such a small world. And it's funny because, so I've moved a ton in my life. Yeah. And I also lived in New York for 1 year back in the 80s. I think it was, we lived in East Henrietta.
Okay. In Rochester. Like,
near Rochester. Yep.
Cause I went to school in Rochester and I
have the same life reversed.
I don't know about, but the other thing about New York is state is my very first job out of college. I worked for the state of New York and I visited every county. So people that I meet from upstate New York, I'll say, where are you from? And they'll tell me the name of the town and I'll say, what county? And they're always like, what do you mean? What county? And I'm like, I swear to God, I've been to every county in New York state, but a long time ago. So.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Do you want to share anything? Sorry.
So what brought you to Pittsburgh?
My husband got a job.
Oh, okay.
So the thing is that I was listening to this and all of a sudden you guys are talking about stuff and I'm thinking, I think they're talking about Pittsburgh, right? Because it was when I first moved here. And as you talk more and more about it, I'm like, oh my God, I know exactly what they're talking about. But yeah. It's very interesting because I don't know that much about Pittsburgh. So when you talk about all the great stuff, I think, yeah, that's right. That's right. Like, that's great.
Well, if you have any questions, feel free to ask.
It's a really nice place to live. That's what I think. I think it's so livable.
We are the most affordable city in the world. We were just named the most affordable city in the world.
If they say so.
I believe it.
So I guess we could get started talking about General Hospital now.
Sorry. Yes, normally you talk at the end about other stuff, not at the beginning, right?
Yep. That's part of getting to know the fans, though, too. So. Yeah.
Okay. So are you going to ask me questions?
Just tell us, you know, how you got started watching General Hospital.
Okay. So I was thinking that you might ask me that question and I was trying to think when the first time I ever watched General Hospital was. And I'm not sure I can remember, but I'm sure it was in the early 80s, but I watched on and off Mm-hmm. I would watch for a couple of years. Like I'd have a lot of time and I'd watch, and then I would not watch. So there are periods of that, like when, even when you're doing your recaps and I'm thinking, I didn't even know any of that. And then there's some stuff I remember when you're talking about and you're like, we never saw that. Mm-hmm. But like, I can remember, here's what I say. Cause I really would love to talk a little bit about Carly today. Cause yes. I remember, here's what I say. So cause I remember when she first came to Port Charles.
Yep.
So can you guys remember that?
Oh yeah.
Okay. And how, I mean, she just, the whole thing with, you know, she pretended who she was, right? Mm-hmm. She just slept with Bobby's husband, all that wonderful stuff. And I just remember how she seems so extreme and how different she is today.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right? She has definitely done quite a lot of, she's grown up, you know, I mean, she was a hurt child, even though she was a young adult. She was a hurt child when she moved here, and she's matured mostly beyond that.
So I don't know what year that was, but that I remember that. So I'm trying to think if I can remember before that. I can probably remember some stuff before that.
I think it was 96 because I believe she was 25 years last year. Right?
Okay. So mm-hmm. I can probably remember from the 80s if I really think about it, but not consistently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first storyline that really got you hooked, or was it just the Carly storyline?
Well, I can't remember all the media attention around Luke and Laura's wedding, but I wasn't watching it then.
Okay.
And I thought it was like, that was like in my period in my life when I thought, oh, who would watch soap operas like that? But my mother used to watch soap operas all the time too. So I remember as a little kid growing up watching soap operas with my mother and her stories, which mm-hmm. was my story.
So. What did she watch? Did she watch General Hospital or did she watch Guiding Light? And
I think she watched Guiding Light.
Okay.
She watched something that was on, I think it's either 1 or 2 o'clock because you couldn't talk to her. She couldn't do anything. The whole world had to stop. She couldn't do anything. She had to go watch her story.
Aw.
It might have been the one. There's one soap opera where the woman wrote into her contract that she couldn't have either children or grandchildren.
I did not know that.
I don't know either.
It might be, if it's not Guiding Light, it was an old one. Like it might have been Edge of Night. That I remember watching that as a little kid with my mother. Edge of Night. I think that's what it was called. But that wasn't the one where she wrote into her contract because she didn't want to age.
Huh.
That's why she wrote her contract. So she never had grandchildren or something, or she never had kids so that she could always stay a certain age. Like everybody else could get older and have kids and more generations around her.
I was going to say, I'm like, that happens even if you don't have kids. Like you still get older. That's right.
Not on TV though. Like on TV, you can have all these younger husbands and pretend that you're really a lot younger, right?
I never watched All My Children. Was it Susan Lucci?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, definitely okay. Not.
Or Erica.
I think I'm one of the ones that went off.
Okay. I Googled soap star contract, no great children or grandchildren, and nothing came up, but that's.
We'll have to deep dive into that. That sounds good.
Or if that's somebody who's listening knows, please email us.
Also, it was probably a very long time ago, and it could be way before anybody was recording any of this kind of stuff.
That's real funny.
And of course, I could be wrong.
That happens to us a lot too.
Yes.
But we come back from it. We correct it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's interesting though. That would also be a lot of plastic surgery.
That would. That would get expensive.
I don't know. Make a lot of money too, right?
True. So what did you want to talk about with Carly? Because I know that in your note, you talked about, hold on 1 second, I'm going to.
Carly versus Nina.
Yes, that's what I really want to talk about, because at least one of you, if not both of you, always seem to be on Team Carly, not Team Nina. And you're always saying, I can't stand this with Nina. I can't stand what she's
doing. That's me. I don't like Nina.
I'm now just going to go over here, so go ahead.
And I got to say, I when you say that, I'm always feeling the exact opposite.
Uh-oh, okay.
Partially because I think so many people have forgiven Carly for all of her indiscretions her whole life,
mm-hmm.
right? Starting with her mother, who is the most supportive mother I've ever seen. Well, you know, in general, right?
After she got over her daughter sleeping with her husband and ruining her marriage, yes.
Right, stuff like that. Whereas every time when I think of like the support system that Carly had with that, and I didn't hear them say, I started watching again recently at the beginning of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did say that.
I'm gonna say I can't be the only person that did this, but I just felt at the very beginning when I thought I'm never going to be able to go out of my house again, ever, that I needed some structure. So I would just take my break to watch General Hospital. And that's been like, since then I've been watching pretty faithfully. So I didn't see the beginning of Nina. I've only seen Nina since the past couple of years.
Okay.
So you don't know Michelle Stafford as Nina.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay.
And I've read about this and I know that she did all these awful things, mm-hmm. but the Nina I know has seemed to be way more a victim of everybody else. And also she's always saying, I'm sorry. Right. For what she's done. Right. Mm-hmm. Like she seems like taking some responsibility for her action, which seems to be the complete opposite to me of what Carly usually does.
See, I disagree. I think that Nina's I'm sorry's are just playing the victim more. She says, I'm sorry, so that someone will say, you don't have to apologize and excuse her behavior.
Oh, they're there. It's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate to say think that's okay. I'm sorry. No, it's not. Say thank you. Sorry.
Sorry. Thank you.
Well, I think she may not be completely sorry, but she's sorry because it's affecting what's going to happen to her next.
But it's what's going to affect her next.
Yeah, but I think that she's had a lot of support around her. And people don't, like for everything that Carly has done, for all those evil things, people have forgiven her. For everything that Nina has done, people don't seem to forgive her. Or at least according to mine still.
Franco was a really good support of Nina's mm-hmm. Curtis.
Yeah.
I'll personally say, like, I'm bummed that they don't keep that friendship because, mm-hmm. you know, even someone that we don't like deserves to have a good friend.
Yes.
You know.
But how did they become friends?
How did they become friends? Google.
I don't know what made them.
I think that, was it him digging into her past about?
Was he who uncovered Sasha?
Maybe.
I think he was who figured out Sasha wasn't his daughter, wasn't her daughter. Did you watch then? Was that when you were watching? No, because that would have been.
No.
Well, I think I saw. I should want to say. I kind of remember there was some wedding when this all came out. Was it at a wedding when it came out? When she was just about to marry somebody. I don't know when it came
out. Her and Valentine.
Yes.
That's what I remember. But she's walking down the aisle, and then she figures out that Valentine lied to her about it.
Right.
So in 2018, it was revealed that Nina's baby wasn't miscarried. Jordan and Curtis met with Madeline's lawyer. So yeah, he was on the case of Nina was his best person at his wedding to Jordan in 2018 after Drew had to step down so that he could deal with family issues. I think it's just because that he worked on the case of finding out that. So when Nina first came on the show, there's a huge difference between Michelle Stafford and Cynthia Watrous. They're both great.
Yes.
I think that for me, when Nina is powerful, I'm kind of with you. Like, I don't like how whiny she gets right now, but like when she, what was it that she just recently did that I was like, yes, you know, like she was very, not forceful.
Are you talking about this week? Whenever she
went in? Like just in the past and like recently when, oh, like whenever she kind of like went toe to toe with Willow, I kind of liked that, you know, I didn't agree with what they were going to toe to toe about, mm-hmm. but like that, I don't like her just going, oh, but you know, Nixon Falls, Mike, Sunny. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They made her weak. When she first came on, you didn't know what they were going to do with her because she had just come out of the coma. She was in a wheelchair. She was pretending like she couldn't
yes,
walk.
Yes. Yes.
And she
you was, have to go back and watch when
yes
when
yes.
Nina came on the so, but I think that it does explain a lot too though because it was horrible watching Nina steal Avery
mm-hmm.
right but you know. Ava but see Ava forgave her
yeah that's a weird one
like what
yeah
Ava did forgive her right so like yeah. I was thinking if Ava could forgive her I don't even understand why the other people really can't because it's really in a way. Because it's really...
So my issue with her is that the stealing the baby and all that, she explained away as a mental health disorder, which absolutely is a true thing. And that could have, you know, contributed to what happened with her.
They but better not have Sasha steal a baby.
They better not. Okay. No. Sasha's not really her daughter.
That would be horrible.
Willow. No, but what if that's what I was thinking? I'm like, what if that's what happens? What if Sasha kills Willow and steals the baby? Sorry.
That is not happening. We're not killing Willow.
I told you, she's dating Michael. She's going to die.
I don't know what's going to happen with her.
Yeah. Everyone that dates Michael ends up dying. So Shannon is convinced that Willow is going to die, but I do not want her to die.
I don't want her to. I'm saying that it's probably just going to happen. Okay. Continue. I'm sorry. I interrupted your thought. Go ahead.
That's okay. So my problem with Nina is when she did that stuff, it was a mental health disorder, which is perfectly fine. I get it. But this stuff with Mike, she just kind of like washes away. Like, oh, I felt like being with him because we had this special connection. And I knew that he had family back in Port Charles. And I knew that he was married. And I knew that his children and grandchildren and wife were devastated and that his wife was making choices to move on. But I didn't care because I wanted to be with him. And that's the be all end all. She can't blame it on mental health.
No, she can't blame it. But I do think that, like, when she went to, oh my God, that scene when she goes to Sunny's funeral.
Yes. Right?
She lashes out. Like, then I'm like, oh my God, she's completely lost it. Right. Like, and then you would think, okay, no, I would not forgive that necessarily that easily. But then she goes to Nixon Falls. Right. And she's trying to take up her mental health break or whatever it is. And she finds Phyllis and she does call when she realizes it's Sunny. Do you remember this? She calls.
Yes. Because she didn't and tell then, Carly.
Right. But Carly is like screaming at her. And then she gets so upset, right, that she doesn't tell her. And I was thinking, like, that's believable in a way, because if someone was reacting to you, the fact that she let it go on for so long is right. not that believable. But the fact exactly. that that initial thing is, but then she kind of got herself into it. And then she convinced herself that Mike was better off as being Mike, right, than Sonny.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't know if it's not really her right to do that, but
right.
he kind of is. That's what I was saying. He kind of is. He's a nicer person when he's Mike.
He's carried some of it back with him, though. I think that he's remembered that feeling because he's not as hot-headed.
Right. He's not as harsh
right now,
the way that he does.
You know, he's definitely kinder.
And I would be okay with everything that you just said if it wasn't the total opposite for her. Like, why she's so upset at Carly is because Carly's trying to keep her family from her and she deserves to have Wiley around, but she doesn't think that Carly deserves to have Sunny back. You can't have it both ways. Either everyone deserves to know everything.
I don't think Carly really wanted Sunny back.
I do. There's no way that she would have.
I think she realized that her true love is Jason. I think she really realized that. And then all of a sudden she realized, like, this is not it. And the other thing is that I like Carly's character a lot when Sunny was. I like her better without Sunny, actually.
I like her better without Sunny also. I agree. She's a stronger person. Then.
Yeah. But that,
I like her with Franco. Do you know that she was with Franco?
I can't even. Well, here's the thing.
We did an episode about it. We did a 411 about Carly and Franco.
But I can't keep track of which Franco when you haven't seen. Isn't it like all different Francos?
It was. Do you know who I loved her the most with that had to? And I think this is why she was with Todd Manning. I loved her with Todd Manning. They would have done a great, great job. But then when One Life to Live won the lawsuit that they were getting the characters back, they just abruptly ended using John McBain. Oh my gosh, what was her name? Star Manning and Todd Manning. So therefore, Carly no longer had Todd. But then when Roger Howarth came back as Franco, a little while later, he wound up with Carly. And I thought they were, I don't know. It was weird.
I liked them together, but then she was the one that messed that up. I can't stand up for Carly with that one because she went back to sleeping with Sunny.
Exactly.
Well, that is the other question. How many people has Carly cheated on? or cheated with on.
Right.
Versus, okay. And that's where you go back to, okay, this whole thing with Nina, like she didn't tell her and she's mad because Sonny slept with Nina, which of course I would be too, but how many people has she done this to for her not to be at all thinking, well, I've done that and I can kind of, you know, I was on the other side of this.
I think the line is the fact that Nina wasn't telling like Sonny where he came from. Like if Sonny would have been cheating on Carly in his right state of mind, then that would be one thing. But she kept it from him and from Carly. And that's what made it wrong in my eyes.
Well, right. But you do realize that if Sonny had told Carly immediately when he got back.
Yes. Oh, it's always the man's fault. Like women fight over men all day long. And at the end of the day, if the man was just being honest, we wouldn't have the issues that we have.
Okay. That's a great thing.
So if I go back to July 9th, 2020, we did an entire 411 about Carly and Franco.
Okay. I did not hear that one because whatever. I don't know. I still think I think she had so many opportunities. If she really wanted to get back with Sonny, she could have. And so she didn't really want to. I know she kept saying, give me time or give me this or give me that, but she didn't really want to. I think every time he was trying to give her, you know, do the best he could, she just said no. And I think she really realized she loved Jason more.
I don't know, back in the 90s when she had Michael, I feel like that would have been the time. But she didn't. She chose Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what, and I can't remember why she really chose him. Except that Jason didn't seem like the settling down type.
He raised Michael. Yeah. He raised Michael for her.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people raised Michael for her.
No, like he had custody of Michael for her by himself. Robin helped him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like he raised Michael for the first 2 years?
Two or three. So?
Yeah.
So I do remember that. I remember watching that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she ended up with Sonny.
I feel like there's a lot of backstory. It's been 25 years.
Right. Ended up with Sonny because they got married out of convenience so that she couldn't testify against him. And then they fell in love through all of that. So I don't think she belongs with Sonny, but I feel for her that Nina just keeps whining about it. I think if Nina...
To have someone else make the decision that your marriage is over for you and you don't even get a say.
Right, exactly.
That's kind of not cool.
And I think if Nina would have come back unapologetically and said, this is what I did, this is why I did it, you can like it or not like it, I don't care, I made this decision and that's the end of it, that I would have had more respect for her. Instead, she was like testing the waters with everyone else. Like, Ava, what do you think about the fact that I'm hooking up with Sonny and he's still married to Carly or whatever? And then she talked to Liesl and them about it. Like, oh no, what can I do? If you're going to do something, especially that against moral code, then at least stand in your own conviction about it.
Ooh, but whose moral code?
True.
Because in her moral code, she's fine. True. She wants her friends to justify her decisions.
Well, we're all going to understand that I come from a jaded place because my ex cheated on me quite a few times. So
that's probably fair. And also that's rarely fair. And the other thing I always think of is like, she was supposed, Nina was in a coma for 20 years.
Yes.
Okay. And, but like when she wakes up from this coma and she does all these things that sounded terrible, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but she still is a pretty powerful woman, and particularly career-wise, right? Yeah. And I think that's kind of amazing that she woke up and she can do all these things.
That's not how it happened, though.
Oh.
It was a long time. She didn't just wake up and go back to work. It was definitely, she had some real struggles. I mean, she had, so at the time, Silas was with Sam, but then when she woke up, Silas was her ex-husband, but she didn't know that. And so she moved in with him.
They weren't exes yet.
Well, did he know
that? Well, he was already married to somebody else, though, right?
No.
Was he
married? No.
Oh, he was with Sam?
But she was in the coma. That was the big thing. Right. He was still married, but he would go see her. Yes.
Yes. They were still married. He just never thought
she was going to wake up. We'll just have to do a 411 about... Honestly, we can't do an entire recap of Nina right now. I wasn't prepared. But no, I mean, there was definitely a lot of, like Amanda said, you know, she had like a lot of mental health struggles that she went through she tripped on LSD. She wound up in Shady Brook for quite some time. I mean, she did a lot of work on herself. It took a couple years for her to finally.
And I liked her then because then she took responsibility. She had the mental health issues and that was what caused it, but she didn't just sit there and say, oh, I'm doing all this crazy stuff because I have a mental health disorder. She was working on herself.
She doesn't even say it.
Getting
now.
Better. But now I feel like she should be further now than she was 15 years ago or whatever. And instead now she's like, oh no, life just happens to me. It's not my fault. And that annoys me.
They should have her working on that.
Yeah.
Like going to therapy and saying, so why? I mean, she could be relapsing a little bit.
True.
I mean, it happens. That's why it's called relapsing.
Right.
But yeah, she should. Why has no one said that to her? Like, hey, maybe take a little bit of time. And this is a lot that you've gone through.
That was what she was supposed to be doing in Nixon Falls.
Right. But instead, she wound up going to another guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And every time she would get to the point with Sunny where it seemed like they were getting good, they were probably just going to sleep together. Right. She would always say, no, I'm not going to do this. Like, she did stop at a certain level there because she knew what she was doing was wrong.
She did. She just kept doing it.
I mean, the only thing is,
kept going, but she did try to say, like, him when she said to him, until you know who you are, I'm not going to go any further with this. So I do think there were parts of her when she did kind of hold back.
Right. No, she definitely, if she wants forgiveness and wants to move forward owning her actions, I think that everyone can or should forgive her the same way that they've forgiven Carly. It's not that I don't idolize Carly like, oh, she should always be forgiven and no one else. I just feel like at this point in time, Nina's not taking responsibility and moving forward. I'm tired of hearing her whine. Like, that's every conversation. She's crying about something that somebody did to her or making an excuse for her actions. And most of it's the Wiley stuff.
I miss her with Valentine.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, her and Valentine.
She was good with Valentine.
Yes.
Yeah, she was really good. And
I like Valentine with Anna, but I miss Valentine and Nina because he grounded her. He called her out too.
Mm-hmm.
And he cared about her. See, that's the thing that Sunny might, whoever it is that she's with isn't going to do for her is, yes, Sunny has bipolar. And, you know, we all know that Maurice brings in his personal experience into that role, but he's not familiar and he hasn't seen that side of Nina yet.
Right.
So he doesn't even know how to, where Valentine would have recognized some of these destructive decisions that she's making and tried to talk her down from it. Basically, he'd be like, okay, let's sit back, you know, understand that you're thinking this, but if you do X, Y, Z, it's going to have all these consequences.
Right.
He would have been able to, I feel like she would probably have custody or visitation of Wiley if she had that kind, she needs that kind of support with her. She doesn't need slow dancing in the Savoy. She needs someone who can help her with these irrational thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sunny right now is just telling her she's completely right. You're justified in everything that you're thinking and doing when it comes to Wiley, because that's what you want. And that's not a good enough reason.
Yeah.
Well,
I never really thought about that.
I don't know. And I also think, but I do think she's, I mean, I know that they keep saying, and you're doing this for selfish reasons, but I do think she has Wiley's best interests in mind as well. I don't think she's trying to hurt Wiley.
I don't think she's trying to hurt Wiley.
The second that she said Willow's not your mommy, that is not Wiley's best interest. Not when he's two.
Well, the fact that he could understand that when he's two is probably not. Well,
but the fact that within 5 seconds of being alone with him, that was her reaction.
Right. I don't think she's intentionally going to inflict pain on Wiley. I just don't think that she's capable of understanding that what she may do is going to inflict pain on Wiley.
Yeah, well, I kind of think it's because she was in a coma for 20 years. If you were in a coma for 20 years, you might have, you know what I mean? Like some of that.
Right. And I would have more.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If they had kept her with Valentine, again, still love Valentine and Anna, so no one hate me because, but Valentine would have helped her with that. And like, he would have been on the visitation and been like, yeah, so you really should not be saying that. You know, when he's older, it's the same thing essentially as adoption, you know, it's the parents' decision,
that.
Yeah. Not someone else coming in going,
That's not your real
mom. By the way.
Right. And if she blamed it on the 20-year coma, I would have more respect for that.
True.
Like that does totally make sense.
Sorry. I've never heard her say that. I think that. Like, I think like she must have lost a lot.
Yeah, but if she's capable of running a multi-million dollar company, you probably shouldn't be blaming a coma because
it's not good for business.
It's not, yeah.
But you could be very successful and still be emotionally immature.
100%. But if you're going to say, I don't know how to do things because I was in a coma for 20 years, I don't know how to
self-regulate.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm like, what am I going with?
I don't know. And I guess the other part of it is that, you know, when someone you love dies like that and you want a kid to keep their memory, now, it wasn't really her right to tell them. I can understand someone doing that.
Oh, absolutely.
Do that. I mean, people do that because they want to make sure that that kid actually remembers that person.
Right.
The fact that it
was, do it.
Yeah. That wasn't the right way to do it, but mm-hmm. there is part of that.
Yep.
Now, I understand her wanting visitation with Wiley, and I don't know that I even think she absolutely shouldn't have visitation. I just think that they need to work up to it. You know, play dates at the park where someone's supervising it, sure, that would be okay, but not her just getting to assert her right just because she's his grandmother, especially when she didn't.
Well, I agree, but don't you think that's what she wanted, and she didn't really want to go to court with them on everything, and they just kept saying no? They were so insistent on no, 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 no.
They were, yes. I think they were.
That was because Michael is so mad at some.
Yes.
So
she was really good with Charlotte, though.
She was great with Charlotte.
She is good with Charlotte, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I think she could be okay with Wiley, but I think that that's another part of her choice. Like, did you really not think that it might affect your relationship with your grandson if you are sleeping with his grandfather while he's still married to his other grandma?
That was the thing that bothered me the most, though, was that she was saying that she didn't want to be depriving Wiley of a grandparent, yet she was.
Mm-hmm.
She was choosing to keep Sonny away from Wiley.
Yeah.
When he had no control over that. That was my biggest problem.
Right. And I mean, you don't know how much is revenge kind of, or payback for them not telling her about Nell. Right. Because they didn't tell her about Nell. I don't see them apologizing that much. I don't think they once apologized that they did that. Maybe Jax did. Carly didn't.
I don't know. I feel like that's a tough one because would you want to know? I mean, obviously you want to know who your child is. Like, I get that, but
how would you tell someone, hey, your kid's that psychopath over there?
Yeah.
Especially with the fantasy that Nell or that Nina has about
this
her child.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, Nell's beautiful. So we're just, but I mean, like,
I mean, even now when she talks about Nell, she's like, well, if I would have had a chance to raise her, but she wouldn't have had a chance to raise her no matter what,
because
she's in the coma. So she's not thinking clearly with any of it.
But all this payback's going to come when she finds out Willow's her daughter. Yeah. It's all going to come because that's what they're clearly leading up to it with all the stuff Willow says about it, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she's going to be sick with whatever, however it comes out.
Yep. I had a thought, but didn't go the whole way through. So we're just not.
You made the.
You don't want to go
there. I know.
Somewhere.
You don't want to go
processing there? It in my head, and it's just, not going anywhere. So I'm not going to go through with it. But
did you not like Carly from the very beginning? Do you think that that's why you like Nina better?
No, I loved when Carly was that wild child when she first went wild and she used to do crazy things. I was like, oh my God. Like, she's a great cat, great evil, like great bad character. Right. Mm-hmm. But here's what I'm saying, but I like her. Like, I thought the best recent scene was when she was turned into the mob boss.
Yes.
That was amazing, right? Like, and that's when I thought so much better without Sunny because she's so strong. And was it last week when you said, oh my God, she got all this money because she got divorced? Her investment strategy, that was like a great comment. Her investment strategy is divorce. She realized, like, you kind of like that sort of thing because when she put all that money in, oh, and also I can't believe you guys said this last week because I was hoping to be able to say this, that clearly she could go to jail for insider trading.
That's going to be, so then does that hurt Michael? Because like, can Michael and Drew get in trouble for having leaked it?
Yeah.
Because they were the ones who gave the information saying, hey, this is happening. Could they be, oh man, this is going to get messy.
It could get
if really nothing happens from this. I'm sorry, they are missing like a huge storyline that could happen.
Mm-hmm. So there's a part of it. So Aurora is a public company, right? But ELQ is a family company,
correct?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I guess it depends. So it's really, and is Michael on Aurora's borders? He just worked.
Michael there. Works for Aurora, not ELQ.
Right, but he's not a shareholder.
He's the CEO. But he doesn't have shares in Aurora, is what she's saying. He just works for Aurora.
It's hard here to explain all this stuff because I just think like all the business stuff that's arranged. Because ELQ is a private company, and then whatever they do is supposed to be private, and they don't have to share anything. And
but I don't think it matters because it would benefit him if those shares were purchased. So even if he's not,
yeah, because right. But usually, if you work for a company and you're the CEO, you have shares.
You have shares, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had stock options in one of the. My former right. employers, like that was part of my benefits package was right. you get so much per paycheck and blah, 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 blah.
But I don't know whether they you know told. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just thinking, no, I was trying to get Christina back somewhere, but it's not happening.
Yeah. So anyways, I think that was a really interesting point you made about that. Cause it was so, I don't know. I mean, she is impulsive. And so she did what they both told her not to do it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Went ahead and she did it, and somehow, and everybody that's wanted to bail her out or help—I won't say bail her out—help her, she refuses.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many more choices she has, or what's going to happen. What's going to happen is going to be beyond her control if she doesn't make a choice.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to see if they actually go. I want to know who owns this company. I feel like it's going to be someone. I feel like this is really
a front,
like the venture. Company, yeah. The venture group that
she's saying is
Stillwater. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I wasn't thinking. Oh, could it be Cyrus?
Oh God, I hope not.
Who have we not seen in a while?
Well, it could be Jax, but I don't think so.
No,
Mm-mm. I hope not.
I don't think so. Stillwater.
Oh, could be
Victor. Elijah.
It could be Elijah. It could be Elijah. Yes. No, because he did all the.
That would be a good.
That would be excellent. That would be so good.
I don't think that's how they're gonna.
And
have
that's
it.
How he pays back Sonny Mike for all the because he was all mad at him in Nixon Falls
because he wouldn't let him take over. That would be really good, but I don't think that's what they're gonna do. I think they're gonna have Nina buy it.
What was the name?
Oh, of you him? Think they're gonna have Nina buy it?
Yeah.
So she just turned it down.
She turned down Crimson.
Oh, but you think she's going to buy it. So
I think
she'll
going to buy the half of the hotel. That.
Yeah, but then she can just fire Carly.
I don't think she will. I think she'll just be a nasty boss. It'll just kill. It'll just kill Carly that's who she has to answer to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I don't think she's going to do that.
No?
No, because I think that every avenue, any way for her to get to see Wiley, she's got to somehow deal with Nina. I mean, with Carly.
Carly, right.
Nice. She actually has to be nice to Carly.
True.
And I don't think she's, I mean, besides her lying, I mean, she's not nasty to her.
Right.
I mean, Carly is nasty to her, but she's, she's not really nasty back.
It just says that he's a commercial real estate agent, developer, former owner of Lantano Valley Commercial Properties, former owner of Corinth Mall. That would be excellent.
Did you want Carly to take the money from someone else or did you want her to turn down Erwin?
I think, here's what I'm going to say. I think if I'm trying to put myself in that situation, right? And I'm like, what would I do? If I'm turning down everybody that's trying to help me, how am I going to get out of it? Because I don't think she has a very good business sense at all. I don't see how she's going to come up with this money.
Right.
Right. Takes it from someone. And I don't actually see anything wrong with taking a loan from a friend as long as you pay it back and yes. You make it a business. And she keeps saying no. Like, no, I got myself into this. I have to get myself out of it. But I don't think she's capable of getting herself out of it. So I don't really see where it's going.
Maybe they'll have to do some kind of like an auction or something in like a Christie's auction house. And they'll just have like an auction day and people will just like start bidding. Like, what if it gets to that point where she just has to start selling off stuff?
They already told her if she sold her house, she wouldn't make enough money.
Right. But I mean, she has other stuff that she.
I still don't think she has enough money to cover that.
No, she doesn't.
I think Ned is probably going to, like, Ned could buy the other half for Olivia, and then Olivia could just say, you just work here.
Yeah. You know, tomorrow's recap will talk about that. Yeah.
There's a lot of easy ways out of there, but whether or not, I mean, that's too easy for their plot lines.
Right. Maybe Nina will buy it and then try to trade it for Wiley.
Oh, ooh,
that's not bad.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then they'll all accuse her of trying to buy Wiley.
Right.
Right. And right. How horrible it is.
Well, if that's the motivation behind it, then yes, that is correct.
Well, I know, but they're not, here's what I say. They don't give her a lot of other, I don't think they give her a lot of other options. They really don't. That's what I mean.
No, they don't.
Any little thing that they should give her a little bit. Right. I think everybody, right?
They've tried to though, and she doesn't respect.
She doesn't respect their boundaries.
Right.
But they've tried a few times.
I think they should give her one more chance.
You're right. If it was Carly, they would give her one more chance.
That's what I mean. With Carly, they can forgive her for whatever she's ever done in her life. They forgive her. If it's Nina, nope. They're not going to forgive her. They're not going to give her another chance. They're not going to let her do this. Right?
But I think that's because it's Michael's mom. And right now, we don't know that Nina is anyone other than Nell's mom. And Nell was evil. So,
well, even when they find out she's Willow's mom, they're just going to be, they're going to be upset and they're not going to be nice to her because of that. That's not going to change.
Think Willow will back down?
I don't know.
Willow's still wishy-washy to me. I feel like she might back down then.
Well, I think they're trying to change her character, so I can't quite figure out which direction their character is going to go. Because she's certainly not that sweet person she used to be. That
No.
Unless she dies.
No, I don't want her to die.
I don't want her to die either. She can always come back as another character.
I think she's going to be there for a long time.
I hope so.
I think so. Because she seems, that's what I mean, like, are they, whoever the next really main character is going to be. She could be the next really main character for a long time in that.
Right.
She's tied into everybody now.
Mm-hmm. I'm still stuck on who's Stillwater. What if it's Valentine?
I think that's possible. Valentine with his father.
But why?
True.
Why would the Cassadines want it?
Well, okay, so her broker would have had to have found this group to front the money.
Right.
So who's her broker working for?
Her? Oh.
Or
the other company.
Somebody else.
Okay.
Because Valentine knew about the merger, but who else knew that she was going to buy all those? That's the thing.
I mean,
it would have to be someone who would know.
No, anybody could know. She was talking about it at the pool.
That is true.
The world could have heard her.
That is true. There was no private conversation, so therefore.
Well, maybe whoever did that didn't know that what was going to happen with the merger and with Valentine and everything like that. So they just were doing it for financial reasons only. So it's just outside of that whole.
Right. Love your idea of being Elijah.
I just think that would bring so much more storyline.
And it would bring him back.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's who it's going to be. Like, I would like that, but I don't think.
I think that would be excellent. We interviewed Dan White, the guy that played Elijah. He was so, so fun. So other than Nina and Carly and Stillwater,
and apparently talk about this today.
Well, I just think the other part about it is that there's so many levels to that. There, the Nina, Carly confrontation on, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? On the personal level, on the business level, on every single type of level that it is kind of interesting. And it makes some of the other parts of the storylines not as interesting. Cause here's the thing. We can't really figure out where it's going. Whereas a lot of the stuff you guys can figure out a little bit where it's going.
Right. Yeah. I like being surprised though. I like when things just kind of come out of nowhere and shake things up. Like I'm trying to think of like, who's gone? What if it's Catherine Bell back from the dead?
You just
my favorite. Or Lois or Brenda.
I don't think it's going to be any of them.
Neither do I, but that's where I'm going.
I would
like
if it was Julian.
Ooh.
I would like Julian back. But I don't know.
I want to be someone that we're not expecting. I mean,
right.
New characters are fun, but I want whoever is behind this whole thing to be seriously. That's my rating scale, apparently.
Right.
Well, they've had a lot of new characters on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Maybe it's that girl that was offering Chase a towel.
Maybe. Maybe. She was testing out her new.
That scene was so awkward. I was like, what are we doing here?
And they make him so dumb when he's not really that dumb.
I know.
He doesn't think women are fawning over him. That seems completely impossible to believe.
Right.
But he's just not self-aware. But I guess that, like, Finn isn't either. So there you go.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's a good looking family.
I know.
Gregory's not bad either. You know, it's like,
okay, Alexis, knock it off.
Yeah. We just talked about, Amanda reminded me that, Alexis slept with Finn. So if they're trying to put together Gregory and Alexis, that is yet another parent child sharing a lover.
Right. Right.
So,
and I think they are, and I do definitely think they're portrayed, right? They're definitely trying to put Gregory with Alexis.
Yes. Here's my thing though. Not if he's going to be coming and going the way that he has been. I'm tired of her love interests always going away.
Maybe this will make him stick around.
Maybe.
Yeah. She doesn't have very good luck.
No. Mm-hmm. All of hers died too. Well, Sunny's still alive, but that was just a one night stand.
Jax is still alive. Wasn't she engaged to Jax?
They were married, but they weren't actually married. They were a front. They were friends.
Oh.
Because we did a 411 on that too.
That one too, sorry.
Yeah, that they did that swap the same as Willow and Sasha and then swapped each other.
Because Ned was with Chloe, or no, Jax was with Chloe, and Ned was with Alexis. Oh, he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I take back the fact that everyone dies on Alexis. Just Julian and Neil.
Right.
Oh, and Sean's still alive. Never mind. I was wrong.
You forget all her lovers. Is there any other...
Sean comes and goes.
So. True. Yes. Is there any other storyline that you are passionate about as much as Carly and Nina?
No,
or that's your favorite?
Particularly right now, because I think some of the other ones right now, like... Am I interested in who Esme's mother is, if Felicia's really Esme's mother?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That real I don't know. I mean, I kind of hope it's somebody else.
Me too.
Do you think they're going to do what they did with Charlotte and have it be that somehow someone got one of her eggs and made it?
I really hope not.
Me too.
That's been done.
It's been done twice now. Because they stole Rocco.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't just like walk through the hospital and grab people's embryos. Like, it's nothing. I don't know how they're able to do that so easily.
I'm trying to think of Cody's tie-in because he knows about Faison.
Hmm.
That wouldn't matter though, because everyone knows that about Britt.
Right.
Is he related to Catherine Bell?
That's what I want. That's what you
want. Excuse me. Yeah, that's
but she's dead. And so I want her to stay dead. That was heartbreaking when she died, but she was just such a good bad person. I love the good bad people.
I've noticed.
Faith Roscoe. She could come back.
Sure. She can be who owns Stillwater.
Okay.
I don't know, but I don't know who Cody's related to.
I don't know.
How he got.
Yeah, he just literally showed up out of nowhere.
Do you think he's good or bad?
Oh, I think he's going to turn good. He's bad, but he's going to turn good.
I think that he's good and he just has a hard time showing it.
Being good?
I think that, like he said, like he's kind of been a drifter, so he is kind of like in survival mode, and now he might actually be able to have a little bit of stability.
So he's making excuses.
I think he came in to literally rescue Britt. He's going to rescue.
I liked her with Jason. That was a sad relationship.
I wonder
that
how
never
he's going to rescue Britt though, because I feel like the only rescuing that Britt really needs is for someone to tell her that she doesn't actually have. Huntington?
Yeah.
So how would he find that out? But you
know, I think she just really needs someone to really love her. And he's gonna be the person that can really love her.
Because
even though Jason, they had a strong relationship, Jason was, you know, Jason and with Carly and
Carly.
Just, like, you could never get him. But he's unencumbered that way. And that's what she needs.
Hmm.
She really needs someone that is just for her.
Yeah.
So I see her mother now, right?
Well, she has Brad. But yes.
Right.
She needs a romantic. Yes.
Yeah. I think that would be nice. And I was so happy she won that daytime Emmy.
Yes. She was the cutest. Like her dancing all over social media and stuff. I think she posted a picture of her sleeping with it or something. Like she woke up with it like beside her. Yeah.
She seemed genuinely surprised.
I think that all three of them, her, Jeff Kober, and Nicholas Chavez cried during his. He's like a year ago I was selling cars.
So cute.
He's young, so you know what I mean? Like he's still young, so that is true, yeah. Right? But when you've worked a longer time, I'm gonna say, and that happens, and she just seems surprised.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was funny that her brother said that her acting wasn't that good.
I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, he said, and yeah, because she made a comment about it during her speech, and everyone's like, "So when did your brother call you?" Yeah.
Let me think if there are any other storylines. Right now, there aren't. I don't know. The rest of
what about in the past? So, like, you...
Let me think.
But you said, like, you kind of went on and off, like, during the 90s and stuff, so...
Well, I did like Felicia with Frisco.
Yes.
And they're, right? And they were always such a great couple. And now that you're doing the stuff when she's... When you're doing your catch-up where the, you know, she's falling for Mac and all that. But before it was Mac and she was with Frisco, that they had some great storylines.
Mm-hmm.
So, I like that. And I kind of remember when like Blackie was on. How long ago was that?
He needs to come back. It was the 80s. But right. He was supposed to come to the 50th anniversary nurses ball. So he's obviously out of jail.
Right.
Yeah, he's out of jail. He should be out of jail by now.
Should be, yes.
I don't think he did anything that bad if I can recollect, but I can't recollect what he did. Probably killed somebody, right? By something like that.
That's when we ask Google.
I know. Good thing for that.
Blackie Parrish.
I really hope that the FBI is looking at your phone. Why did Blackie go to jail?
Manslaughter.
Oh,
a blue.
Yeah. Manslaughter, like today you get like 2 years.
1984, so I was only two, so I don't remember when that happened.
Yeah, that's what I was. I remember. It was so sad when he left. It was really sad. It was like it was definitely manslaughter. That's what I'm gonna say. Like you knew he didn't mean it. There was no ill intention.
They should bring him back. All the older characters are better.
Or at least, so next year is the 60th anniversary. So maybe they'll do the same thing and have the nurse's ball come back. And then he'll be able to
make an appearance.
And I don't know.
I can't get into that storyline because I was too young for that one.
That's the fun though of revisiting all these older storylines is first of all, thank God for everyone on YouTube that has posted them.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them, it makes so much more sense now. Like I actually kind of enjoy Ryan now because of what we've been doing. But the first time that we met Ryan was in 2018 and that's the next section.
I saw the original Ryan's. I did see that. Like,
yeah.
And I remember being completely confused between Ryan and Kevin, which they were trying to do, is right because you didn't know which and who was who. And that was actually those were pretty good ones.
John Lindstrom is really underrated,
mm-hmm. because they have him playing Kevin too much, and Kevin is boring. But whenever you have him playing Ryan or both of them together, he's amazing.
Yeah, but I don't know when they all find out that Ryan's really still cognizant and can talk and can do all this. I can't wait to see what happens.
I wonder what's going to be the thing that prompts that. Do you think, what if Esme disappoints him so much and somebody walks in on him? Because remember he grabbed her that one time?
I think it's still going to have to do with Esme.
So. Yeah. Maybe she'll out him.
Yeah. She could easily do that because she has no loyalties.
But she seemed really... What Felicia said to her was brand new information.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt like it kind of, she was like, wait, what? You know, that doesn't sound right. Like, that doesn't match up with what I've been told, or I didn't know this part or something. You know, it was
maybe like we've noticed the tensions between Cameron and Joss. Maybe they will have issues and Cameron will be part of what uncovers that Ryan is okay. And then he'll start having sympathy for Esme.
And then they'll wind up.
They like to share them all.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying that's what I want, but
no.
Cameron does seem to think that there's a little good in her more than anyone else does.
Yeah.
He's not the best judge of character.
No, he's not, but.
That's kind of what I like about him is that they don't make him too old for that age. Like, that's pretty realistic when he makes all those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Versus Joss, who is, you know, so strong and she's really great, but it's hard to believe she's that age.
Right.
But I suppose if Carly was your mother and you grew up with Sonny and Jax was your father, maybe you would be like that.
Yeah. Probably. Very headstrong.
Right.
I think she'd have more of a realistic look on life, though. Like, we were just talking for this week's recap that she seems to have issues with the fact that Cameron has to work two jobs and it doesn't get the fact that people have to work. But she is a product of Carly and Jax, who have worked their entire lives. So I don't know why she's so entitled. I know why she's so entitled, but why she doesn't get...
I don't think like entitled is the right, because I feel like entitled means like
snobby about it.
I feel like she's oblivious.
Yeah.
To, because I mean, Trina's been working for like in career focused working.
Mm-hmm.
Even Esme has an internship.
Right.
I don't know. She's a little sheltered.
That's true.
I mean, when you grow up with bodyguards like she did.
Right? Yeah.
I'm surprised she's not more jaded, honestly. Given all that she has been privy to, she'd be like, no, that's just the mob. Or my dad's going to buy that company and tear it apart, you know?
I don't know. Maybe she'll figure out a way for Carly.
Oh, that would be good if she had some input. Yeah.
Don't think they're going on that vacation now.
No.
So, did you talk about this in your recap? Do you think Chase is going to be a pop star now?
I really hope not. That would just be the worst. That's like recreating the whole Eddie Main stuff.
No, that's recreating Frisco too.
Oh, true.
Backwards.
Frisco left and then became a cop. Yeah. I hope not. I mean, singing one or two songs for the nurse's ball or for a special, dedication something, but a pop star, no.
Well, unless he and BLQ are going off the show together.
Right.
If they're going off the show together, that's a pretty good way to get them off.
That is. But I hope not, because I like Brooklyn, and I would miss looking at Chase.
And the character.
Yeah, that too.
I don't know. Oh my gosh, it's already been an hour.
I know.
That Carly conversation got us into it.
I'm glad that we talked about that, because I really feel like that's a better, well-rounded perspective on her from different things. But yeah. I still haven't really changed my mind about the fact that I think they should forgive her a little more.
I will agree that they can forgive her a little bit, but they cannot totally redeem her.
No, she has to redeem herself.
She's past the point of redemption. She had the chance.
I'm never gonna like her. But
you know it is. No, but this is why we like talking to fans though too, because everyone has, and you'll hear it on tomorrow's recap. Amanda interpreted a scene completely different than I did. And we're both like, did we watch the same thing? You know, everyone has different perspectives and everything. And it's fun to have conversations.
It's fun. And it's really fun to talk about it, because I don't know anybody else that watches this. So this is great.
That's pretty much how the whole thing started.
I'm sure there is, but nobody I know that I talk to will admit to watching
it. Right?
Yes. Yes. Well, that's kind of how the podcast started, was because we were Girl Scout moms and we were talking about it and someone's like, wait, who did what? And we're like, it's General Hospital. They're like,
well, you know what's really funny when you say that? Because for a while I used to watch Teen Mom.
Yes.
I want to tell you that, like, the real reason I would watch Teen Mom was to make me feel better about my own kids. And I have really great kids. I want to say I have great kids. Like, I have nothing like that. But people would say to me, like, why do you watch this? And I would say, oh, because, like, it just makes me feel so much better about my kids, right? And so when I get my haircut, this is when I lived in Massachusetts, and it was a long time ago. And I get there, and it turned out that the person cutting my hair, was watching it. So every time she cut my hair, we'd have a discussion about this. And then one day, somebody who was next to us said, "Who are you talking about?" And I realized they thought we were crazy because we were really criticizing all the stuff that was going on and being really picky, as if they were like our friends that we didn't like at all, or we did like. Or
oh, yeah.
So I think it's actually it's much more healthy to talk about these fictional characters or people you don't know, because really you don't really know, right?
And being able to separate the reality from the fantasy, you know, but it's a nice little escape.
Yeah, I agree. It's a great escape.
It is. Well, this was so much fun talking to you.
Yes. Maybe we can all get together in person at a certain point.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. My mom lives like less than 10 minutes from you in Forest Hills. So I'm out your way all the time.
Oh, okay. And now that I actually know what you look like.
Right. We're going to like see each other at Target next week or something.
Exactly. Anyways, but I really like your podcast, so thank you for doing it.
Oh, thank you so much for listening and for joining us today.
Yeah, I'm so glad you found us.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. We will talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
I love meeting other fans and getting different perspectives. And I feel like this is the kind of forum that we talked about, like, wanting, you know, you did not agree with each other at all.
No, we did. You cannot say that I didn't talk enough in this interview.
No.
Because I feel like I took over the whole thing because we're butting heads about Carly and Nina.
Yes. But it was a good, I don't even want to say butting heads. You were just both sharing your differences of opinions.
Right. Yep. Right. Yes. We are friends. It was a friendly conversation of our differences in opinion.
It definitely makes you remember how much. So what I was trying to do during the whole thing is, from her perspective, having just been introduced to Nina only 2 years ago.
Right.
That's what's shaping her opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and rightly so, because if you didn't know, but we've watched from the second that Nina came on. So lots of other.
It made me feel bad though, because she only knows Nina
this way.
Yes. And I'm like, no, I don't think you're fully understanding why I'm so against it, because you didn't know her beforehand. I definitely saw her point of view.
Yes. And I think that, I mean, we all know, we just say stuff and you're always like, I don't like Nina, but I feel like after having witnessed this conversation, I feel like a lot of your frustration is in the way that they changed the character.
Yes.
Not if this was always Nina and this was always the way that Nina was, I don't know if you would have the same.
No.
I mean, obviously we can't say because we know the backstory.
I think I would have, if she would have always been this whiny and not taking responsibility, I feel like I would have never liked her at all. And that would have just been the ongoing thought process. But now I just don't like this change.
Yeah. And it's been a few years now, but I mean, I get it. I think that's so interesting, because wasn't there somebody that we talked to also that didn't know that there was a different Jerry?
Yes. Yes.
So coming from the perspective of 2020 is when I met Nina.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even start to think of what that was like.
Right.
So I think that's, I don't know. I just think that's really interesting.
I hope she goes back and watches some of the old Nina, and then
I feel like we need to go back and watch some of the old Nina.
I got to see some of the old Nina and Ryan.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. But we hope that you enjoyed this conversation. It was definitely a lot of the times we're all over the place, talk about a bunch of different things, but this was definitely a very focused one. And yeah, I mean, I really liked having, I mean, we talked about a little bit of other things too, but having more of a focused dialogue about a difference of opinion. And it was very nicely done.
Oh, right. Exactly. I don't want to argue.
Kudos to both of you.
Thank you. I don't want to argue with anyone. I feel like we both went into it like, okay, we'll state our opinion. And at the end of it, hopefully she saw a little bit more of my side. And I agree with her that they don't
hopefully
have to
maybe
be,
you saw a little bit more of her
I
side.
I agree with her that they don't have to be so harsh on her. But at the same time, yeah, no, she was just wrong. Because
in your opinion.
Because Nina shouldn't be hiding people's husbands. I'm sorry. That's just how it goes.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, I liked it. If you want to be one of our fan spotlights, you can just go to our website, pier54podcast.com. There is a form to fill out and we will arrange a time to talk. Sometimes it does take
a few weeks, maybe sometimes a few months, but we try to get them in as much as we can.
Yeah.
So join us on Monday as we recap this week's shows.
Have a good weekend.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review.
And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.